This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News of the week, recapping here, I am Chad Parsons. From Bailey Zappe potentially days being over with New England to how about the Jets running back 2 job and what does that look like, plus some wide receiver 3 news around the water cooler. Like I said, I am Chad Parsons. Let's recap some of the things here in June, July, some of the doldrums of the calendar of the machine that is the NFL. But with Dynasty, there's waivers running and there's things to care about, little moves that can impact us in terms of setting the table for our best season yet in 2024. Let's get started. A few news items at the quarterback position. Good news, already talking with beat writer there with the Colts. But this is another report. Anthony Richardson, full go, will be so to start training camp. A lot of people were asking it just in terms of having a little time off there, backing off that last day of OTAs. But Chris Ballard, GM there for the Colts, did reiterate he'll be a full go, and that Anthony Richardson's going to be was a full go all the way up until the last day of OTAs. We had 2 big throwing sessions the 2 days before, so that's really good news. Anthony Richardson has had a litany of injuries in his career. Fingers crossed, is he a player, a dynamic athlete and playmaker that can stay healthy this season? And again, good on the Colts in terms of backing up Richardson with Joe Flacco, who had a good start. So that's one of those high-end backups you want to have on your roster. But with Anthony Richardson, I would say this. He kind of represents something that is a little different from, say, 10 years ago. I feel like even he played a smattering of quarters last season, and he was highly effective and dynamic as a fantasy option. However, I do think that there'd be a lot more pause with him in redraft. You see some of the prices in the mid QB one zone. It's like Dikembe Mutombo. Owners are saying, drafters are saying, oh, no discount for you. Where I really do feel 10 plus years ago, someone like Anthony Richardson would have been QB 10 to 15, and there would have been a stark discount because he is a league-winning type profile and potential player if he plays most of the season at the level that we expect. And again, all we can do is ask for him to go into training camp and go into preseason, go into week one healthy, and then take our chances with the oblong ball and these superhuman athletes careening and pinballing off of each other in the field of play. So Richardson, his playing style, again, someone that we saw Cam Newton be a bowling ball and stay relatively healthy for a while, basically had a running back-like career arc before he faded in his later 20s and early 30s. But with Richardson, again, how big will the peak be and how many games do we get? There is the key question, because I really do think, you know, if you had team builds last year, that my example I always give is Mahomes and Richardson. Like if that was your QB1-2 combination, last year didn't go overly well. You probably didn't finish in the money as many times as you would have liked, or you fizzled out in the playoffs. However, you look at Mahomes coming off a down year, Richardson coming off an injured year, those two guys could both be top 3 options and you could just waltz to a championship this year in Superflex. So pretty excited about the variance combination of both of those players for potential team builds. Another news item coming out for the Raiders. Aiden O'Connell probably has the slight edge in the quarterback competition with Gardner Minshew, and that's according to Jeremy Fowler over at ESPN later in June. This one's interesting to me. I know they like Aiden O'Connell. I'm a little skeptical. They're both going in that like mid-30s range. Gardner Minshew, I have a hard time thinking he won't win the job just because of the functionality that he offers. A little more playmaking. Aiden O'Connell, really not so much beyond the first, two and a half seconds of the play there. And so for Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell, O'Connell, I thought the longer he played last year, we kind of know what he is. He's a stationary, deliver the ball quarterback, and one that I do question the ultimate upside. Now, I think it really is interesting. If we sit here and say Gardner Minshew will be the week one starter, I think we need to have a little more reservation, a little more open to possibilities spectrum of our thought for our dynasty teams than that. Minshew is cheap, like I mentioned, but he is someone that if he starts out as the starter, early in September, is he someone with those good weapons that can maybe be someone that you end up flipping for a second round plus if a team ends up having an injury at a notable quarterback spot, just because Minshew is a type of player that could hold that job for the entire season. Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy did not take any reps with the first team offense during the minicamp. And we'll see. This is really going to be touch and go. But Alec Lewis, of The Athletic mentions that they have always mentioned here that it's going to take a long, steady approach there with J.J. McCarthy and his development. I do expect Sam Darnold right now as the favorite to be the week one starter. And Darnold, with his mobility, we saw that this was an effective offense over and over again last year, despite a laundry list of different quarterbacks that played without Kirk Cousins. So remember the good weapons. Justin Jefferson's going to be there. T.J. Hockenson will not and probably will be somewhat limited even when he first comes back, and I expect that to be midseason. I do expect him to go on PUP, and we heard reports from Jesse Morse on this very show discussing Hockenson and his probabilities there, plus what it's kind of look like optically when he does come back this year. Finally, at the wide receiver quarterback position, we have Bailey Zappi's days maybe close to over there with reports coming out of New England after Joe Milton really performed well during those spring practices. And I would say this, with Bailey Zappi, we kind of know what he is. The 2 years he's played a decent amount. He has over 300 attempts in his NFL career, 2022, 2023. And both times, again, really did not show enough, in my opinion. His big time throw ratio was 0.5 in 2022. That was his quote unquote good season. And then it was 1.0 last season. Neither one of those, especially for a part-time guy, especially for a guy with day three pedigree, especially for a guy that they just spent a top five pick on another guy. They also brought in Jacoby Brissett. The point is, I agree that if Joe Milton shows any sort of flashes or promise, they should keep Joe Milton and not Bailey Zappi, because Bailey Zappi, the end game with him is rather limited and it really doesn't move the needle for your franchise. Joe Milton, maybe. As a trade chip, maybe as an injury away guy as soon as this year, if there's an injury in front of him, or as soon as 2025, if they move on from Jacoby Brissett. So again, I think Joe Milton performing well pressurizes the situation for Bailey Zappi quite a bit here. Moving over to the running back position. Braylon Allen was named the team's surprise standout at minicamp, and that was by ESPN reporter close to the Jets there, that he showed excellent ball skills, terrific body control. Again, it's camp, it's minicamp, so in terms of going against contact and really some of the drills and game action that you would want to see for the running back position, it doesn't mean all that much, but it's an exploitable running back two job, and good on Breece Hall, Breece Hall's potential backup there in Braylon Allen, who is one that really liked the profile. He was one that's falling to the mid to later third round of rookie drafts, and he was a clear target profile in that range. Good to see some positive early momentum continue for Braylon Allen. Key season for Tank Bigsby going into year two. Year one did not go as expected. He got some short yardage opportunities. Travis Etienne was healthy. And Dearness Johnson was one that ended up taking his lunch money, so to speak, as a sturdy veteran the team brought in. But Tank Bigsby, he's had some issues with drops during spring practices, according to John Shipley. And this is concerning. I mentioned at cost, again, Tank Bigsby is declining in cost. He was someone that was round two rookie pick wise. I'm sure right now he's probably round three. But Dearness Johnson's actually out there in some leagues, certainly cheaper Someone that you get to round four, you could probably trade for some waiver dollars and trade for D'Ernest Johnson if you want a chip in a chair and a chance for the running back two spot there in Jacksonville. But again, this is the same battle we had last year. D'Ernest Johnson won it. So Tank Bigsby was a guy that I loved the day two profile, and the cost in rookie drafts reminded me of Alexander Mattison last year. But the problem is that he has not solidified that job, secured the job, fostered the job, and elevated his play through that job so far. And it's been tick-tock, you know, 14 months now. And when we get to the season, 16, 17 months. And that's losing to the same guy, D'Ernest Johnson, who has shown, you know, proof of concept that he can be the injury away guy, he can perform well, did that in Cleveland. So I think this is notable. Tank Bigsby, I could see this as a worst case scenario. We get to a spot that we are dropping Tank Bigsby when we get to September, because D'Ernest Johnson is the confirmed through camp, through the preseason, through week one, through week two, he is the running back two here. And someone might pick up Tank Bigsby, but this is where we start playing the aggressive games of who is the actual injury away guy, and should we roster the running back three? And in certain depths, the answer is no. So Tank Bigsby was already on notice. I took heavy notice when they brought back D'Ernest Johnson in free agency. And now the fact that he's struggling just a little bit, we aren't seeing glowing reports like we see glowing reports with a ton of guys during the offseason. That's not happening with Tank Bigsby. And again, I just keep going back to, we've already seen this battle. We've already seen this. So the sequel, if this is Bigsby Johnson 2, we've already seen what happens in iteration 1. And typically, what do I say about fantasy and production and profiles? If you've seen it once, you know, the odds of seeing it twice is better than some other guy that you've seen it zero times. That's my general premise. So Tank Bigsby, we got to see something different. Otherwise, we should expect the same D'Ernest Johnson result in 2024.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com Amazon.com/Westwood1.
Tampa Bay, the wide receiver 3 battle, and Trey Palmer projected as the starter in those 3 wide receiver sets. Everyone wants it to be Jalen McMillan. Everyone wants it to be a rookie, a notable player. I would say Trey Palmer, interesting profile, yet he has not been very good so far. So this is one where, again, Jalen McMillan may pass him. But what I do think, and this is the problem generally, this is the problem with many ancillary wide receiver types when they don't have huge pedigree. Jalen McMillan has a profile edge here. So over the next 1 to 2 years, we should expect Jalen McMillan to win this. And I would say it's probably more of a negative on Jalen McMillan if he loses this job for the duration of this season. Trey Palmer has not been good. And here's the other part. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, you kind of need inertia. These giant boulders of profiles, at least one of them to move, because the wide receiver's 3 job is not super valuable here. This is not, you know, a round one pedigree guy, you know, that, you know, is bound to rise, or an elite passing game where you say wide receiver 3, let's squint. Maybe that can be a top 50, top 60 fantasy option in a best case. None of those things apply here. And so Trey Palmer versus Jalen McMillan, I shoulder shrug and I say, I don't know if I really care. I don't really care. Jalen McMillan, whoever wins this, you know, they've got to be dominant in terms of their route share. But I'll say this, you might start to quasi care if Evans or Godwin is out for a stretch. Otherwise, we're still sitting there and saying we're not caring. So again, this is a bunch of, you know, I mean, I guess it would alter it, because Jalen McMillan will be rostered in Dynasty. Trey Palmer, if he loses this job, may not. So from that one angle, I do think it's notable as we head into July and August. We got a new report coming out of Dallas. Jalen Tolbert is considered the front runner for the wide receiver 3 job there. That would be alongside CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks. I would say Brandon Cooks is a key name to watch. Do we see a bounce back last year? We did see decline from Brandon Cooks. That's concerning. I would say that the competition for wide receiver 3, this, if you look at it with open eyes of the profiles, now Jalen Tolbert has been relatively disappointing so far. He hasn't pushed anybody. He hasn't won anything. This is the year he needs to win that job definitively. Jalen Brooks, you know, minimal pedigree. Kevontae Turpin, more of a returner. Ryan Flournoy, pretty interested in him, in him, but let's remember he barely got drafted. So I'm interested. I'm interested in Ryan Flournoy, but Jalen Tolbert should win this job. And I do think there's some legs. If we see significant development from Jalen Tolbert, this could be something where he ends up taking the wide receiver 2 job in 2025, or if one of the top Lamb and Cooks guys go down. So this is notable. It's attachment to a strong quarterback. So this is way more appealing, way more noteworthy than the Tampa Bay wide receiver 3 battle. Finally, at wide receiver, we got Steelers. Calvin Austin expected to take on a larger role. This is after Deontay Johnson was traded. Allen Robinson was released. This wide receiver 2 battle, and again, I don't know if they could have someone come in. There was a little bit of a report, hey, maybe they should be or could be interested in someone like Brandon Ayuk. But beyond George Pickens, this is Van Jefferson. Cringe. The more snaps, the more routes he sees, the worse an offense will be at that spot. Roman Wilson, a lot of people like him in the late second, early third round of rookie drafts. But really, you say Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, those should be the 2 exciting names where we haven't seen much or as much from them compared to Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Scott Miller, and others. But again, this is one where I expect a low output, low volume here. Pat Freiermuth and George Pickens are the 2 notable pass catchers in addition to those 2 running backs. So I'm going to say wide receiver 2. I don't ultimately care that much, but I was pretty excited in the smaller wide receiver mold of someone like Calvin Austin when he was coming out. I thought he had an intriguing profile. He's just been injured, and then when he has played, he hasn't been overly great. So that's another concern that we need something to reverse. I talk about this all the time, that we need a reversal of what we've seen so far. Calvin Austin last year, for example, just a couple hundred routes, and it was at 0.79 yards per route run. So I understand you could sit there and you can say he's not as good as George Pickens, he's not as good as Deontay Johnson. Valid. However, he was about as good on a per route basis as the decomposing corpse of Allen Robinson. He was a little bit better than Darnell Washington as a young tight end there. But he was worse than Connor Hayward on a per route basis. So let's not pretend like Calvin Austin doesn't have basically everything to prove this year, because he's someone that is firmly and rightfully so on the dynasty roster fringe. Last news item, and it is out of Carolina. Ian Thomas, he has been a monster in terms of the reporting coming out of camp here. He's been featured in Dave Canales' passing game, according to ESPN David Newton. I've heard this one before. This is an absolute I will believe it when I see it type scenario. Ian Thomas has not been good, point blank, period, end stop. He's one where he was really intriguing coming out of college. But let's not forget, this is a guy that let Stephon Sullivan, who was basically a demoted and a reclamation project moving over there to tight end. Like, for example, on a per route basis, Carolina had four tight ends see decent snaps, decent routes last year. And Tommy Tremble, Hayden Hurst, Stephon Sullivan, all of them on a per route basis were better than Ian Thomas. And so Ian Thomas, I mean, I got to believe it when I see it. I want him to hit me over the head so clarified so that he's a completely different player. With Ian Thomas, we're talking about a guy, 0.73 yards per route run last year, and that was better than his career mark, which is at 0.69 right now. A guy that was, I'm looking here, basically of all Carolina pass catchers, he was dead last, 12% target per route run. That's the lowest. So everyone ignores him. He's been in the league for a while now. And so I will believe this when I see it. Now, I will say, if Ian Thomas shows any sort of improvement, that could be a huge thorn in the side of Jatavion Sanders, who was drafted. A lot of people, again, are overriding pedigree. He went in the fourth round, and people are drafting or gravitating towards Jatavion Sanders like he was drafted in late round two or round three of the NFL draft. So that's something that I think is mispriced. That's something is everyone's given him Jatavion Sanders as a pass because he was considered tight end one of the class. Tight end two, round two guy there behind Brock Bowers. And the NFL draft, the NFL said no, 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 and every team passed on him three times, at least two, even if you're missing picks there. So they had plenty of chances, and they kept saying no to Jatavion Sanders all the way to day three. So that is concerning here for Jatavion Sanders. Additionally, so if someone like Ian Thomas, quote unquote, steals the spotlight and ends up having a more relevant role than he has in years past. Very talented guy, Ian Thomas. So I don't want to say that. Like, his size and movement, however, the clanging butter hands and just the inconsistent play. It seems like there was a string early in his career where it seemed like every other time I noticed Ian Thomas, whether it was him getting a target or it was just him in general when I was watching games, it would be either a penalty, a miscue, a blown block, a clunky route, or a drop pass. Didn't run the route well and end up, being a guy that if it's off his frame at all, can't catch it. And frankly, he had some breadbasket drops as well. I just could not and cannot get that out of my head because I haven't seen notable improvement in that area. News officially complete. I want to go over and thank all the great guests we had on the podcast this week. It started out on Monday, last Monday, episode 733. So you can catch that in the feed here. And over 40 minutes with Shane Manila. You know him as Shane is the worst. And one of the lines I had at the end was Shane's the best. Because, a lot of people, I got comments in return talking about our chemistry together. The fact that, I've been on his show a couple times. We've chopped it up. I think I had him on UTH many years ago as well. And we just have really great chemistry. It was a great conversation. And frankly, he was a guest that I knew when I was taking notes on some of the things that we could talk about. I just kept going. I made it almost a rapid fire for 40 minutes. So the one thing I would highlight is, we got into a good discussion for a few minutes at the end of the show. He also discusses film versus analytics and a few other things of high import early in the show. But Shane, at the end, we discussed about what it would take for him to give up Dynasty, give up Fantasy, give up the NFL and football in general. And I think it was a very honest discussion and honest answer where he basically said, I couldn't do it for a number of fronts.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Then also, we had Rich Cooling come on this week. Really fun to talk about him with his international view of the NFL, international consumption of the NFL, and some of his bigger takes. We talked about Rashee Rice, Cooper Kupp. But again, just getting to know Rich for me and for listeners of UTH the first time. Can't wait to have Rich back as a valuable resource there. He talked about how he consumes the game and how it's a little bit different over there across the pond, as they say. Midweek here, we had Andrew Hall come on. He's an absolute pro. It was great to hear him talk with some of his interests there with the Cincinnati Bengals. We talked about that backfield. He has a great Rate My League podcast that he offers. Talk about a way to have a specialized piece of content for specifically your league. And he'll come on, he'll talk about your teams, he'll talk about your annual draft. He'll talk about a bunch of stuff. And that's just a great idea that he is a part of there with Rate My Leagues. And then we had Anand Nandouri come on. He's from NFL salary cap background. Got to chop it up. First time I've talked to him and met him other than following him on Twitter a little bit. So well-spoken, really awesome to have him come on. He has interest, fandom, and otherwise with Los Angeles Rams, Ohio State. So I normally keep right in the wheelhouse there. I want folks to talk about what they're passionate about. And Anand Nandouri has that passion. So it's really cool to discuss that with him. Really look forward to having him on, especially if we want to chop it up, talk Ohio State, talk Rams, as we develop with some of those prospects and some of those NFL players as we go through the season. And then finally, to close out the week of guest content here, had Will FF come on. So first time discussing it, first time on the UTH spectrum of shows with him. But I've been following him on X/Twitter for quite some time, and he has rankings out there. So that makes it an easy discussion point. And we talked about Christian McCaffrey. He pitched him as an elite dynasty asset where a lot of people have pause about the age. He made his case on why McCaffrey, no discount, and how you should treat him like an elite stud that he is productively when he is healthy there. Talked about Dak Prescott, a little Marvin Harrison Jr., and how about that loaded Packers passing game? So that was a lot of fun with Will FF. Also want to give a preview of what we have coming forward Monday, big Monday. I try to, have a huge notable guest there coming up to start the week. I got one, Shane P. Hallam. He's talking about the 2025 NFL draft. We talk about the skill positions because it is loaded in some spots and really a good time to pick your brain. And I will say this, Shane Hallam, who's now, recently he got promoted, if you will, going over there to Draft Sharks, full-time fantasy analyst there. What I love about Shane, he goes super deep. If you want to see mock drafts, if you want to just see a nice litmus test of a guy that does the work, puts in the time, grinds the film, and then ultimately puts that into mock drafts and rankings. And he's going out, like, I've seen him go out multiple years. I've seen him go out. He just had a 7-round mock draft for 2025. What a piece of content there. What a labor of love. And Shane comes on and shares his time and talents there on coming up this Monday. And then as we keep going here, 4th of July week, obviously, but full slate of Under the Helmet content. I had Lara Overton come on. She's a beat writer with the Colts. She did an outstanding interview piece. It's video over there on Colts.com, so you'll hear that again this week on her show. But she had a great interview with Anthony Richardson. We talked Jonathan Taylor, Jelani Woods. We talk about, and again, she brought up Alec Pierce, everyone with A.D. Mitchell right now. You want to take notice of that conversation, hear what she has to say in covering the team last year, this year. So she's got all the insider Colts intel that you want and that we want to hear about for some of our dynasty decisions that we are making. And then also July 3rd here coming up, Sebastian Fearon. And this is one, again, just to highlight a couple of things. Someone that I was familiar with, I followed on X, wanted him to come on as a guest. And we had, I will say, our pre-call before we started the show, barely had much time left. I usually plan about a half hour, and it's, you know, 2-3 minutes, then we pop on for the show itself. I talked to him for more than 5 minutes. I mean, his background, he's active duty Army. I have an Army background. We talked CHOP, chopped it up in terms of some of our stories there, some of our backgrounds. Really awesome stuff. And again, someone that he does great work for us in terms of NFL injuries. He actually covered a number of other things on that show. I got to talk about Juwan Johnson. I got to talk about Mike Williams, Nick Chubb, Jonathan Brooks. He's got some really insightful stuff. And again, I will just say that Sebastian, he's a riser. He's a grinder. Like his passion, his exuberance and energy for what he does, whether it's in the military, whether it's what you see forward facing there on X and what you see in his delivery, watching some of his videos, outstanding stuff. So I'm really happy that developing this relationship early, because he seems like a rocket ship in terms of where he's going to be 5 years, 10 years from now. And I'm just excited to see where his opportunities go, because he's passionate. He's putting in the work. And again, he has the full range knowledge of redraft stuff, dynasty stuff, as well as, again, being rock solid and entrenched in some of his injury analysis, because that's what he does. That's what he does in the military there. So excited to see whether it's through the military, eventually not in the military, and all the ancillary things he does there connectedly with fantasy and dynasty for us and what he produces and helps us with. I can't wait. So again, Sebastian is already in the can there with a show coming out this coming week. Finally, let me share a little bit about UTH Patreon. Just highlight, again, additional content, premium content here beyond this show. Have a lot of guests, but if you want solo stuff, if you want some of biggest dynasty-centric within the UTH community options, Tim Torch is on Patreon basically every week. Well, this past week he wasn't. I had a schedule conflict. So we had Ryan Morgan, the lefty out of the bullpen here, fill in. And again, I co-own with him. We actually recorded a show on co-owning dynasty teams there. So a long-form discussion on the premium channel of patreon.com/UTH. Long-form show, again, on what it takes in terms of co-owning teams, questions to consider. What do you need in terms of philosophy and some of the logistics of how do you handle decision-making and ultimately dynasty team and roster portfolio management? The other thing is we recorded is looking at the wide receiver one roles available, looking at the equations for success there and how those interest us. So record that with Ryan as well. Also a high impact series that I keep going over, dynasty owner weaknesses. This week specifically, talk about folks that have a high connectivity to rookie picks. They really want those. How to balance that passion with what's good for your dynasty team. Had another show on just folks that want to be overtly active in terms of their dynasty trading and the pros and cons of that. And again, the pitfalls that can be that can come from that. So again, always talking about what could be viewed as a weakness versus how you can maybe exemplify that as a strength. Finally, I had a VIP show this week, which goes about the dynasty trade veto system. This is a very precarious and touchy subject for a lot of people, whether that's commissioner controlled, whether that is peer voted, whether that is allowed at all, collusion versus no collusion. So there's a lot of tentacles that go into this discussion. But this is one that I dive into for quite a bit. I have a recent example of a trade that was overturned. And this is, again, something that you get. It's a either, I will say how a VIP show comes to be is something that is discussed in the VIP chat room, which is something if you sign up as an all-pro tier, you get access to that chat that's thriving 24/7, 365. And then you also get access to these special VIP shows. This week was one of them with the trade veto system. And my experience ended up being about 20 minutes discussing the pros and cons and how this one came to be. And again, I think it's a very slippery slope in general in Dynasty Leagues. A lot of people say that it's necessary. Some people say, heck no, cannot be a part of my league. So that is a key discussion. So that's a highlight of a lot of the content this week, premium and otherwise. Thanks so much to all the UT Under the Helmet guests on this channel and feed. And then also, again, thanks to Ryan Morgan for filling in, Tim Torch, who's on the Patreon channel on a regular basis. And again, thanks to all the listeners that have considered and signed up over at patreon.com/UTH to keep supporting Dynasty content for your audio listening pleasures. That's going to do it on this bonus news episode of the week. I am Chad Parsons. Until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.